Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, iHeartRadio 111 Productions. Your pop culture episode, season 3, episode 17. Tara, take it away.
All right. So this is season 3, episode 17, A Tale of Poe's and Fire. Okay, so we start with Lorelai greeting guests at the inn for the Poe convention. And she says, there will be a complimentary cask of Amontillado on the table in your room. And if you're expecting your friends, Dr. Tar and Professor Feather, I'll send up another one. And then there's silence. And Lorelai says, you said you were with the Poe Society. And the guest says, yeah, but it's just a hobby. We're not Trekkies. So a cask of Amontillado is a short story by Edgar Allan Poe, published in 1846. The story of a man named Montessor, who decides to seek revenge against a man named Fortunato, who has insulted him.
And clearly none of us have read this book.
None of us.
Nothing. I'm like,
a lot of Poe references. And The System of Dr. Tar and Professor Feather is a dark comedy short story by Edgar Allan Poe, first published in 1845. The story is of a man's naive and unnamed narrator's visit to a mental asylum in the southern provinces of France. And then, of course, Trekkies is a term used for Star Trek fans. But you said it's Trekkers, right, Amy?
So it was always sort of like in conversation, people always said Trekkies. But from what I know, actually, people that are Star Trek fanatics call themselves Trekkers.
Hmm.
That's what I learned because I took a class at Cal on Star Trek The Next Generation. I got an A.
Wait, there was a class in it?
There was a class?
At Berkeley, at UC Berkeley.
Like, that's cool.
Hmm. UC Berkeley would have a class on.
And I got an A. A. Right. Boom. Star Trek The Next Generation.
Do they have classes on Gilmore Girls?
They should. There's The Next Generation. When I was there, there was no Gilmore Girls because I went to college before Gilmore Girls existed.
They so just announced a class a class based on Harry Styles. I can't remember the school.
There's a Taylor Swift one too.
Yeah, it's all about like fandoms and like the music industry, but it's based off of like Taylor Swift or Harry Styles.
I would take a Gilmore Girls class or a West Wing. You know, I love me the West Wing. By the way, Mr. Huntsberger is in 24. You know how I'm binging season 2 of 24? Mr. Huntsberger.
He was in something else I watched lately, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, we're all going to be down at Epics and Chill.
I know. Get your tickets now.
Charleston, South Carolina, August, 21, 22?
If nobody FaceTimes me with Matt Zubry, I'm going to be like, actually, super buff.
Six
or at
of
least
us.
Like,
six
send
of
me
us
some
down
selfies.
There. Six
I know,
of us.
And it's like just hotties. Straight hotties.
Six Gilmore guys will be there.
That's insane. It's insane. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
All right. So this is Lorelai and Rory leaving the Poe Society performance. Lorelai says, "No, you go ahead. I'll catch up." Rory says, "Okay, try to make it home in time for Charlie Rose. Billy Joel's on and he might cry or something."
That's a good line.
So at the time, the Charlie Rose reference worked because he was a TV journalist and talk show host from 1991 to 2017. He was the host and executive producer of the talk show Charlie Rose on PBS and Bloomberg. All right, moving on to the next one. This is when
quick
Rory...
question. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why? But why is Billy Joel crying or something? How does that reference make sense?
Because he's a piano man.
Because he gets emotional in interviews, maybe. Something like that.
Is it still rock and roll to him?
Because
he is an innocent man.
Because Charlie Rose is an uptown girl, maybe. Is Charlie Rose an uptown girl?
He's in a New York state of mind.
Could be in a New York state of mind with an uptown girl like Charlie.
Because Danielle, he didn't start the fire.
I can't.
I gotta think of more.
Oh man, we'll leave that one at that.
I gotta think of more.
Yeah, we're gonna leave that at that.
I did not Google Billy Joel hits. All that came out of my head.
No, just right
but
out.
But I
of
should
there
be able to do more.
I was just like, did he have a performance where he just like totally cried on stage?
Because you're always a woman to me. Keep going.
No, Tara, for the love of God, please move on.
All right, let's keep going. All right,
for the longest time.
All right, so this is when Rory's entertaining the kids with sock puppets. Lorelai says, "Hey, Sherry Lewis, how's the show going?" Rory says, "Oh, they're riveted." So Sherry Lewis is a ventriloquist best known for the sock puppet Lamb Chop. Her show on PBS won 6 Emmy Awards and first debuted on the show Captain Kangaroo in 1957. In 1994, Lewis told the Wilmington Star she liked to joke around with waiters by ordering a rack of lambs at every opportunity.
Only the good die young.
Oh my god.
Tara.
Oh, all right, so this is
Tara, really fast.
Yeah,
I love you just the way you are.
Oh no, Amy's spiraling. We're gonna get these.
Scott,
we gotta
keep
Scott,
going.
Scott, wait, Scott, you may be wrong, but you may be right.
Oh man. All right, so now we're moving into Michelle at Miss Patty's, and they're answering the phone.
Dora, stop trying to be a big shot.
That was really relevant right there with me trying to move on. Oh man. All right, so Miss Patty says, she says, "I was Ricardo Montalban's receptionist for 6 months and he never complained." So Ricardo Montalban began his career in the early 40s in Mexico. He made 13 films before coming to the U.S. in 1947 when MGM brought him to Hollywood to be a romantic lead.
He was that era's Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
He was.
He became an icon.
He was a stud.
Right. He became an icon as both the white-suited Rourke, the star of the high-rated ABC drama, and as Khan, Captain Kirk's nemesis, in the 1982 film Star Trek.
He was Khan. I totally forgot for all my Trekkers out there.
Yeah, but he also sold cars, too.
Did he?
Shout out
to our friend Rosalind Sanchez, though, who is the new Ricardo Montalban on the Fox Fantasy Island.
He was very popular in car commercials.
Really?
Yes. That's why he was so famous. He was famous because he was mocked for his commercial, right. The Corinthian leather.
It's the Chrysler Cordoba.
The Chrysler Cordoba.
Cordoba, yeah, Cordoba.
Cordoba with the Corinthian leather. So comedians ever since or during that time would do their Ricardo Montalban imitation doing the Corinthian leather line.
I also will go on a limb and say got hotter as he got older. Like, I think he was at his hottest when he was, like, old.
Hmm.
Just saying.
Hmm.
Hello. Ricardo Montalban. I love that guy.
All right. So the next one is...
Oh, my God. There he is as Khan. Look at that. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Keep going. Yeah.
All right. So the next one was my favorite line from the show from Michelle. Lorelai says, you check the Cheshire Cat, the Maiden's Teacup, the Cookie House, the Sugar Bear Inn. Michelle says, every place that sounds like Glinda the Good Witch threw up. Yes, all booked.
Yeah.
And Glinda the Good Witch is a fictional character from the Oz novels.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to Season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, then moving on to the next one. This is Rory in Paris talking in Paris's room. Rory says, so you've been incommunicado lately, Paris says. I've had Nanny hold my calls, all the mail. My parents are away, so I've been totally Howard Hughes-ing it. Howard Hughes was an American businessman, pilot, philanthropist, and one of the most influential and financially successful men in the world. He became a millionaire at 18 years old after his father passed away, and he inherited his oil tool company.
Wow. You know who's got six bathrooms?
What?
You know who's got six bathrooms? Howard Hughes.
And Scott.
I didn't inherit squat, man. That's all nose to grindstone.
All right. So the next one is still in Paris's room. She says, I'll get an apartment in Cambridge, buy a Harvard sweatshirt, and talk about Mira Sorvino a lot.
Oh, Mira Sorvino.
Sorvino.
And
Tara. Speaking of another
another one. Yeah, Paul.
Paul Sorvino. God,
right, right. On. How great was he? Gosh.
Great.
He was so
and
great.
I like Mira Sorvino, too.
And the Godfather. He was so great.
It's so too much to take.
Mira Sorvino is an American actress. She won the Academy Award and Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress for her performance in Woody Allen's Mighty Aphrodite. And she also attended Harvard.
Don't forget Romy and Michelle. Come on.
Well, I was going to get there, but she also attended Harvard. Did you know that?
Oh.
Yeah, she's smart.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, she went to Harvard.
Smarter than us.
So still in Paris's room. She says, I was flipping through Harvard's class schedules when you were still delighting to the adventures of Gumby and Pokey. Rory says, I was more of a Pee Wee Herman kind of gal. So Gumby is an American clay animation franchise centered on the green clay humanoid character. And then Pokey was is a sidekick.
Talking, of course.
Yep. And then Pee Wee Herman is a comic fictional character created and portrayed by Paul Rubens.
Did anyone in this group love Pee Wee? Because like people love Pee Wee Herman.
No, but I definitely remember Gumby.
Yeah, I remember Gumby too.
I mean, serious. I remember Gumby.
I think I more remember Eddie Murphy as Gumby. I think there was an SNL skit.
Really?
But you got to give a shout out to Paul Rubens for creating this wild character that you know really captured the imagination of just about everybody. I mean, it was
totally. And Lawrence Fishburne,
huge
was like
character. Pee Wee Herman is a huge character to create in a whole. God, that you know, Pee Wee Herman has a whole ecosystem unto itself. It's.
Yeah, and thank you to who just reminded me that Lawrence Fishburne was Cowboy Curtis. Like that, Lawrence Fishburne's in The Matrix. What?
He was in Apocalypse Now too. As a 12-year-old or something, a 13-year-old.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh, good tidbit.
He was on the boat taking Martin Sheen to Marlon Brando, and he got killed. Lawrence Fishburne got killed by enemy fire. Yeah.
All right. So moving on to the next one. This is when Lorelai is displaced after another couple comes to stay at her house. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to move it along over here.
It's fine. I'm out of Billy Joel songs. Keep going.
Lorelai says, I'm a nomad. Rory says, what? Lorelai says, I'm a lonely wanderer. Hank Williams would be too sad to write a song about me. So Hank Williams was a singer-songwriter regarded as one of the most significant and influential of the 20th century. And he often wrote about being lonely and sad. So that's where that reference comes from. And then this is when Lorelai is yelling outside of Luke's. She says, Luke! Luke, and then she yells, Stella.
Yeah, Stella.
So Stella, this is from the scene in the film A Streetcar Named Desire, when Stanley is screaming up at the window for Stella to come down to see him.
That's Marlon Brando, right?
It's an apt comparison, I believe. Thank you very much.
Yes. All right, and the next one is Jess talking to Rory through the window at Lane's. Jess says, oh, great, what else does she think I did? Start the fire, put Phil Spector up to it?
Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire.
Nailed it.
So Phil Spector was a record producer who worked with the Righteous Brothers, Tina Turner, and the Beatles and created the Wall of Sound, but was charged with murder and killing his wife, Lonnie Clarkson. All right, and this is the last one.
It was just one thing I did. Damn it. That's one thing. It's one slip up. Oh.
So the last one, we're still with Rory and Jess in Lane's window, and Rory says, I told her, yes, you were going. Jess says, well, as they say on Family Feud, good answer.
Oh, my God. Such a way to end it, though, because right? I literally love Family Feud. I think it's one of the best game shows.
And I think Steve Harvey is a great current.
God, we should play.
Just minus when he mixes up people's names, but that's okay.
Wait, who did?
It happens.
Steve Harvey.
He did?
Miss America?
Oh, you mean Miss America?
Yeah.
Or no, Miss Universe.
Oh, God.
Universe. We should one of these days on like a special episode do some sort of Gilmore Girls Family Feud. I don't know how to do it yet.
That would be fun.
That would be fun, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. I'm down. That'd be fun.
10 answers on the board.
That's good.
That would be fun.
That's good. I like that. And a Jeopardy episode, too.
I know.
Oh, yeah, Jeopardy.
Can you imagine?
That'd be so good.
But do we do Jeopardy at the now? End? Like seasons 1 through 3? Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah. And I think we let like fans, like let's put up on the Instagram, hey, if you want to enter like in our Jeopardy. We don't know what we're doing yet, but like that'd be good.
That would be
crown
cool.
Our biggest I Am All In pod.
That would be
listener cool. That knows That's so good. Much Gilmore, just everything.
Yes.
They'll definitely know that more than us.
Yes. That'll be cool.
Maybe we make that our Vegas episode. Maybe.
Sounds like a good time to embarrass ourselves. Let's go, guys.
Yeah, yeah exactly. We will lose. That'd be fun. Okay, cool.
And that's
cool.
It for pop culture today.
All right, kids. Thank you for downloading. Best fans on the planet. Love you guys. And yes, I guess we will see you in Vegas at some point. And we'll
That would be fun to do. Let's do Jeopardy in Vegas for a special Gilmore episode.
Maybe. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that?
I thought we
were just going to roll by the pool and chill.
We are, but we can get on a Zoom with people.
Yeah, it's a lot of work in the sun.
All right,
Vegas.
Fine.
We'll do two versus two.
In a bathing suit?
To see which of this crew will answer better.
Huh?
Yeah, we could start it with two versus two and see which of us win. But
I thought it was going to be like a flood of celebrity guests and musicians coming by to say hi.
Yeah, but we can do all that. Give us time. We'll figure it out. All right. I will not be in a bathing suit.
I don't want to work. Why? It's Vegas. It's 110 degrees.
Oh, God, I know. But
what? No. By the pool? No. I'll be in a bathing suit.
My private pool.
We'll figure it out. All right, kiddos. Yeah,
coming soon. Before the end of 2023, let's do some sort of... 2023.
2023?
Yeah. Coming soon in 2 years.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't been paid in a year and a half. What's going on?
I thought it was 2023. It's 2022. Right. Bye.
All right, kids. All right. Bye, guys. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.